Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Robert?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Robert, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Friday?
It's Thursday, but I'm doing good.
Oh, my goodness, man. I need another cup of coffee. I think I'm so ready for Friday, you know?
Yeah, that's wishful thinking. I get it.
Yes, sir. That's right, brother. So, okay, so you're currently running your own Google Guaranteed platform, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I see 12 reviews online. You're already Google Guaranteed verified. So you already did the license, background check, and insurance. That's perfect. Okay.
Yep.
How have your results been with it?
You know what? Not great. Not great. And it's just all around, I've kind of, I just had a lack of calls, you know?
Okay.
So with Google, so listen, I apologize. With Google Guaranteed itself, I'll be honest with you. I was a little, I'm pretty busy. So I did do it and I set a budget and then, I think it got kind of turned off.
Okay.
Without my really of knowing it, because it automatically comes out of my business account. So I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not even positive. I'm not even positive for how long it ran for. So I'm not really sure of how good the results were. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. So, by us managing it, and so we've been offering Google Guaranteed for the past 2 years, right? And we have a 100% retention rate on it. The benefit of us managing it for you is, for one, in your client dashboard that you currently have with us, like your tracking and reporting system, you're going to have a section added that will say paid leads, and it's going to show you every Google Guaranteed lead that came through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which means qualified or unqualified. Okay.
Yep.
Now we have an automatic dispute system in place, meaning, so when that lead calls you, if you do not schedule an estimate, like schedule an appointment with the lead, or if you do not quote them over the phone, which I know your industry, you don't really do that much, but
if
you don't do either of those two things, you're automatically not charged for the lead. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense so far?
Yep.
Okay. So our management fee, okay, to take over your Google Guaranteed account, you would still be the owner on it. We're just added as a manager. That way we could set it up and get it going for you with that automatic dispute system, et cetera. Our management fee for that is $250. That's a one-time fee. You never have to pay that again.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Now, for the leads, okay, give me one quick second. General contractor vertical. Let me look up the cost per qualified lead. Okay. So your cost per qualified lead for the general contractor vertical, it's going to be at $50.67 per lead with us.
Okay. So just, and that is... Hey, now, how much of a percentage are you guys taking a percentage of that?
We are. So Google's charging us $38 specifically. We're charging you $50. So we're making $12 off of each qualified lead from you.
Okay, and I'm a business owner. I understand that. But the problem is, this is one thing that I worry about, is that the leads generated from Google Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
They score them on like some kind of, a monetary system, basically. So say like, like a $50 phone call equals a $40,000 job. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And remember what I'm really, now granted, I could use some $40,000 jobs right now or $50,000 jobs, but I'm also mainly, what I really go for is the larger jobs, which is the, $250,000, and up, which, by the way, which don't always pan out and also require a lot of work.
Right.
You know, just to throw that out there. It's not like I'm just printing money. These are...
Right.
If I get a $500,000 job, I'm fucking... You know, I have every resource I have there for 6 to 9 months.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there's a lot of money being paid out. So it's not like I'm just making that money. You know
right.
what I mean?
No,
I'm making a portion. I'm making a percentage. I'm making a percentage of it.
Right.
Know what I mean?
So regarding the bigger jobs, right? So on Google Guaranteed, there's a list of subcategories. What I highly recommend for you, you're only going to want to turn on the type of jobs that you want. Okay. So I'm going to kind of go through that list. One subcategory on there is bathroom remodels. Do you want that on?
Right now, no.
Okay. Decks and patios. That's a no, right?
No.
Okay. Exterior finishing?
Exterior, yes.
Okay. Perfect. So let me turn that on. Okay. Foundations and concrete?
No.
Okay.
Hold on. Again, real quick, and I know we're probably overcomplicating this, but sometimes...
You're good.
Sometimes, yeah. You know, so... The reason why, you know, so you have these categories. Remember, I'm a general contractor. So these, what I worry about is how that system is working because I'm not, you know, super tech savvy. So what I worry about is, okay, I'm looking for a call for an addition, which, yes, does require me to pull the foundation and et cetera, et cetera. So that kind of, you get where I'm going with it?
I do. So right now,
so
all you have
those things are involved in that.
You have all your subcategories on. So what we want to do is tailor it more for the type of jobs you want. That way you're getting those bigger projects.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You answered my question. I was worried about it ruling stuff out. You know what I mean? That's all.
Yeah. So it won't rule it out completely, but if you don't have foundations and concrete turned on, right? Or, for example, decks and patios, when those are turned on, or turned off, now you don't have those leads coming through, right? Or if you get a call for that type of lead and you don't schedule an estimate, you're not charged for the lead because it's not on your listed categories.
Yeah.
Okay, so trust me, it's the best way to go, you know? What about commercial projects?
No, turn that off.
Turn that off, got you. Okay. Here we go. Getting to the good stuff. Home additions.
Yes, home additions.
Yes.
Actually, to be honest with you, that's the only thing I'd like to leave on.
Okay. What about home building? Are you doing that?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Home building, home additions. Yes.
Okay. Home building, home
and
additions,
exterior
finishing. Let me just make sure with the other ones, okay? Because you have home remodel and renovation, that's a no, right?
No, that would be a yes.
That'd be a yes. Okay. See,
yes.
You know, let's tailor this for the right one. So on interior finishing?
No.
No. Kitchen remodel?
Let's turn it off. No.
Okay. And roofing?
No.
Okay. So what we're going to turn on, and this is going to tailor you to be able to get better leads, okay? Exterior finishing, home additions, okay? And then home building, okay?
Yep.
Okay. So those are the three that we're going to turn on, okay? It won't be as many leads, right? But it's going to be more quality leads for you, okay? So it'll definitely be a better way to go.
Oh, no, that's understood. I don't know why I didn't really quite, that makes much more sense.
You're good. I look at Google Guarantee kind of like taxes, you know? Like, if I try to do my own taxes, I'll probably owe the IRS.
Yeah.
Go to the professional tax guy, you know, or family tax person or whatever, you know? We could definitely manage this well for you. Now, we don't have to take you through the application process because you're already approved. What I do have to do, the first thing I'm going to do is send you an email titled Google Guaranteed. This will just have everything in writing, okay? Like our automatic dispute system, all that good stuff. And yep. I'm going to reply to the email with the cost per qualified lead, what your minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical, but I'm going to highlight the ones we're turning on. That way you could just see it all in writing, okay?
Yep. Yep.
All right, so give me one sec here. Do. $57 per lead. Google does require from us to have a budget of minimum for 13 leads for the month. You could always set a higher budget if you like, right? But the minimum I'm required to tell you about at 13 leads is $661. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That lead budget does roll over too. So let's say, for example, you do that minimum budget at 13 leads, and you only get, you know, 4 qualified leads, and you decide to pause them, or let's just say you only got 4 qualified that month. The following months, you're not charged $661. You're only charged for those 4 leads you took on. Okay.
Okay, and just so you know, you know, so this is, you know, this, the way that I would use this is going to be kind of like, you know, just to keep in mind that these jobs that I get, you know, some of them tie my guys up, like I said, 6 to 9 months. So this is something I would use kind of sporadically.
Exactly.
But now I'd like to definitely up that a little bit to probably around 1,000.
Okay. So give me
maybe a little more.
Let me get you the exact amount you would want to do. So give me one second. Because you want the lead budget to reflect the amount of leads you want. You know what I'm saying? So give me one quick sec here. Go to our calculator. Okay. So... okay, so 20 leads, okay, would be at $1,014. If you wanted
to... and that's 20 leads a month?
20 leads a month, yes, sir.
Okay.
If you wanted to stay under 1,000, you would want to do 19 leads at $963, you know.
You know what, though? I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, I need... well, how many... What would 25 be?
25 leads for the month would be 1,267.
Okay, now, then listen, can we... I don't want to... I just need to... right now, I'm kind of desperate. I'm not desperate, but I am in need of some volume.
Okay. Okay.
So...
I recommend to you, okay, you can start at the 25 leads, but you can always add to it too. Like if you, let's say you wanted to up, I have some clients that call in weekly that are like, hey, this week I want 10 leads, right? This week I want 7 leads or whatever it is, right? So that's a good budget to start at, but you can always play with it, you know? And let's say you slam those jobs and those, you know, $500,000 jobs where you're booked out for 9 months, then just pause your leads completely until you're ready to turn them back on. So this will just kind of be like, when you're ready to increase your lead flow, you can always do that, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
All right. Yep. So let me put you in. Okay. So what I'm going to have to do, okay, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. I'm going to get you, with Ivan. He's amazing. He's going to be able to walk you through adding us on as manager to that Google Guaranteed profile, and he's going to be able to reflect the correct job types that I sent you and we went over. That way, we're getting you the right type of leads, and you'll have that automatic dispute system intact. Okay?
Okay.
Now, before I schedule that appointment with him, I do need – so for the one-time management fee – that $250 for us to take it over for you, are you going to be using the same card on file?
Yep.
Okay. So give me one quick second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account. So you're going to get an email in a second here that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun, right? And it's going to have an application in there. Don't worry about filling out the application because you're already, that's already all approved for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I'll explain that to Ivan too.
Like what about my login information? How am I going to get that to you?
That's no problem. That's what Ivan's going to walk you through. He's going to show you how to log on and then he's going to walk you through adding us on as manager to it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so give me one quick sec here. I just got to attach Google Guaranteed. All right. And refresh.
Now, you know, the one thing I worry about, what I've noticed, okay, this is, and I want to bring this to your attention, you know, you'll learn this over, what I've noticed is any of these places that sell leads, the problem is, so now remember as a contractor coming in, okay, so an organic hit from my website is much more valuable because I noticed anytime that I am competing for, you know, get a lead from like a lead service, they're much more competitive. So chances are the people that call me through Google Guaranteed, they're getting prices from four or five other contractors. The people that call me from my website, sometimes they don't get other prices, but they might be two or three. You know what I mean? It seems like, does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. I'll tell you this though. So, organic traffic is amazing, right? Like that's
it is,
definitely,
it's the best, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And referrals and word of mouth, right? Like that stuff is clutch, right? Right now though, your Google Guaranteed campaign, it's not set up properly, right? So once we make these changes, okay, and target the right type of jobs, and you have that automatic dispute system.
Oh, shit, you're already, so if you already, you just went through that, I mean, are you already in my account?
No, I'm not in your account yet. Right.
You're just making a note of what you want to turn on because you know the system so well. All right.
Exactly.
Anyway, okay.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So it is going to be night and day from what you're experiencing now with Google Guarantee.
Okay.
And the thing is too, like, compared to other lead programs, because I hear about them all, you know, Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks,
Angie Leads is fucking horrible. That was the worst thing. End up costing me $2,000 just to cancel out the account. They were fucking crooks.
Right.
Okay. Absolute crooks. And remember, you know, I have a fucking legitimate business. Like I work, you know, I make good money, but I produce concrete shit. You know what I mean? Like we actually build shit. We bust our ass. They're absolute fucking crooks.
Right.
They're horrible.
No, I've heard that. So what they do is they sell the lead to like multiple companies and you're charged regardless, you know? So Google Guaranteed, these people, you're going to have your right categories turned on now, right? And they're picking you and calling you directly and you have that automatic dispute system. So if they're like calling you and it's like a solicitation call or out of your radius or service you don't provide, et cetera, you're automatically not charged for those leads. So it's going to be night and day.
Yeah. So, just so you know, so you guys, remember this is another thing. So, I did actually, there was a period where I had some good luck, with Google Guaranteed. I ran two campaigns basically. The first time was like, so what was happening, the problem with me is, I'm the sole administrator. You know, I have seven or eight employees, but I'm the only administrator. So now I'm the highest paid guy. Okay, my time is the most valuable, and now I'm sitting, I was sitting on hold, okay, for, calling Google Guaranteed to dispute a call. You know what I mean? Which was very distasteful, very frustrating for me when I, You know, I'm you know, when there's just not enough time in the day for me to do all the stuff that I need to do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's obviously more valuable.
That's one of the key benefits with us doing it, because now you have that automatic dispute system. You don't have to deal with all that. You could just set your estimates up, go do the jobs.
Yep.
Bam, we take care of the rest in terms of the dispute.
Yeah, that's what, you know, so you're talking about, whatever it is, 15% or... to someone like me, I know guys out there that they run their own website and, you know, they put all the time, but, you know, to me, time is money.
It is.
You know, I crank these things out. We build all year round and I just keep it rolling. I just don't have time for it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Give me one sec. I'm just getting these notes over here. This is a different, type of account where you don't have to go through the application process, so I'm going to try to get you... What's your availability look like today?
Anytime.
Anytime. Okay, so give me one quick second. Let me get a response from Ivan real quick. In the meantime, let me just verify a few more things. How far do you want to target for Google Guaranteed? Like, what's your target area?
What do you mean?
So Google Guaranteed, you could show up as far as you want, okay? As long as, and you already approved for your area, so you're good to go on that. So what I'm asking is, like, are there, like, specific zip codes that you want to show up on Google Guaranteed, or cities, or a radius? Like, what's going to be your target area for Google Guaranteed specifically?
You know what? I would say, like, so you're looking at a map.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I was just reading a message. Let me pull my map back up.
All right. It's hard to explain. So I would say like a 20 or a 30 mile radius.
Okay.
From my address. I'm going to be honest with you.
Providence, right? Warwick, Newport, New Bedford.
So if you look at a map, look at ideally Scituate, Duxbury, Marshfield, Cohasset, Hingham, okay, Kingston, Plymouth.
Okay, hold on, let's go through those one more time.
If I had to pick, I would target, just so you know, you're not from this area.
Right,
Duxbury,
I'm not.
Duxbury, Scituate, Marshfield, Cohasset, these are all like water, you know, like coastal, like, you know, big money, always, you know, nice big, you know, grand, you know, wooden homes.
Right,
you know what I
right.
mean? Just big money area.
Big
you know,
jobs. So okay.
It's just they're always working. Even if the economy gets bad, they're still rocking and rolling.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So that's how I like it better for my clients, to target like the bigger, like the wealthier areas or whatnot, wherever the big jobs are going to come from, especially for what you want.
Yeah.
So let me get these down again. So what was the first city?
Scituate.
Scituate.
Cohasset.
Cohasset. Okay.
Marshfield.
Marshfield.
Norwell.
Norwell. Okay.
Duxbury.
Duxbury. Okay.
Kingston. Plymouth.
You said Kingston? Did I say that right?
Kingston.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Plymouth. Plymouth. Got it.
That's pretty much, did I say Hingham?
Yeah, you didn't. So you said Scituate, Cohasset, Marshfield, Norwell, Duxbury, Kingston, Plymouth so far.
Yeah, that's Norwell, Hingham.
Norwell.
Norwell, Hingham. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So I'll have them, so what I did is I messaged, because they're actually booked today, but I'm going to have, it's probably going to be Bonnie that's going to call you, but just to be safe, I'm going to schedule an appointment for you tomorrow too, because that's where their schedule is available. So what time works best for you tomorrow to do this onboarding appointment?
Anytime. This is top priority right now.
Anytime. Let's do it early then. The earliest one's 10:30 a.m. Does that work for you?
Yep.
Okay, but more than likely, you're going to get a call today, okay, from our 877 number, okay? But just so I have something on the books for you, I'm scheduling the 10:30 appointment, okay, for tomorrow.
Okay.
Just give me one quick second. What will happen is if it's the appointment tomorrow, I'm going to call first and introduce you to the technician. But what I requested, you're either going to have Bonnie or Ivan as soon as they're available. They'll contact you today just to walk you through adding us on as manager to the Google Guaranteed page. Give me one sec. Oh, hey, Ivan could call you right now, actually. Yeah. So
right, that would be better because I wouldn't have been around a computer.
Yeah. That works perfect. Okay.
He said
that is perfect. Let me submit notes.
So I'll still get another call at 10:30 tomorrow?
We can put it in there for sure, just to double check it. Just give me one quick second here. I might have spelt some of these city names wrong, but I'm gonna just submit it so he has it and we'll cross that bridge right now. But let me get this appointment scheduled for tomorrow too, that way you have it, but I'm gonna have Ivan call right now. Give me one second. LSA onboarding appointments. Guarantee and boom, send. Okay, so appointment scheduled for tomorrow. Let me tell him you're ready for him now. Okay, he is ready for you and notes been submitted. I put in LSA priority notes. So you should be calling right now. It's going to come from our 877 number. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. And, I'm going to also send you my direct line and extension. If you have ever have any questions for me, Robert, you can even call me directly. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to shoot that to you now.
I haven't received any emails yet. You know that, right?
You haven't. Okay. Hold on. Give me one second.
Hey, you do know it's clogstinconstruction@icloud.com, right?
That's what I'm going to check in one sec. Let me just get this text message to you first. All right, so here comes the text. And let me go to the email address real fast. Oh, no, it's W. We have the wrong email on file. So what's the correct email address?
It's Clogston, Clogston.
Okay.
Construction@icloud.com.
Okay. I think they have your personal email on here. So I'm updating the email right now, and I'm going to re-trigger. I'm going to send you the email I sent, okay? Here, I'll just, yeah, let's do it right
so
now.
I'm going to try, okay, so that's just your number and your extension. Now, Ivan is going to call me.
Ivan's going to call you right now. Yeah, he should be calling any second now.
So hold on. Well, this campaign is going to start now, right?
Yeah. So he's going to walk you through adding us on as manager to the Google Guaranteed page. Once that's locked and loaded, we'll be able to go like right now. Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're looking for.
Yes, sir. That's why I wanted to kind of speed it along and get somebody to you right away. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes. That's good. That's what I'm looking for. I just am at this. You know, I've been with Local Splash for almost, you know, for 2.5 years.
Right. I see that.
You know, recently I was pretty close to leaving because I was getting a lot of organic traffic, business is booming out here, and I haven't received a call. You know, I haven't received any organic calls in the last few months. So listen, I am getting that 877 call.
Yeah, take all four of those emails to you, and you have my direct line and extension. I'll check up on this, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.